The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I've shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because he said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
good. So once again, good morning, afternoon, brothers and sisters. That was just a knee-jerk habit reaction that I always say that. A little tiny bit of background here for you, for this gospel that you just heard. Okay, Jesus is getting in more and more and more trouble with the Jewish authorities, but especially for that he claims to be God. Okay, this all began back at the pool when he healed the man on a Sabbath day. And then it got even worse when he had the audacity to forgive the man's sins. And then, in discussion with the Jewish authorities, it got even worse when Jesus claimed to pre-exist Abraham of old. And yesterday's gospel was the ne plus ultra, in which Jesus referred to himself by God's own name, "I am." The name that God revealed to Moses when Moses saw him in the burning bush. Well, Jesus makes it even worse today, okay? He's got the Jewish authorities, have him trapped, have him cornered. He doesn't back down, he doubles down. Because in today's gospel, he quotes Psalm 82, okay? In which it says, "Is it not written in your law, 'I've said you are gods'?" That's from Psalm 82. Psalm 82 is a prayer of condemnation against unjust Jewish authorities who had misused their power. They were called gods because the only reason they had authority was because of God's own authority, but they misused it. And Psalm 82 says, "I have said you are gods, and yet you will die like men." And Jesus says, if that can be said about them who misused God's power, how much more can it be said about me who do nothing but good works and in fact am one with the Father? Well, if they were angry with him before, they're furious with him now. Okay? You can see how it's setting the stage now for the events of Holy Week. But here's one thing I ask you to think about here today. They're not just upset at Jesus because he claimed that he was God. In a very large measure, they're upset that Jesus is acting in a way that is not how they would expect God to act. And in that sense, we're just as guilty as they are because we do the exact same thing. I mean, if Jesus had just called down thunderbolts from the heavens and driven all of Israel's enemies away, or waved his hand and turned the gates of the temple into solid gold, or driven out the Roman armies from all of Israel's territory, they would have had no trouble whatsoever. They all would have believed, problem solved. But this is the real Jesus, and he acts in the last way they expect him to act. And he shows up in Nazareth as a humble carpenter who stays hidden for 30 out of his 33 years and allows himself to be falsely accused and convicted and executed. You know, there's a lot of spiritual writers that speculate that the reason Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus was because he was disappointed in him. Jesus wasn't acting the way that the Messiah was supposed to be acting. He was working miracles in the boondocks for nobodies. Turning water into wine at a wedding reception and feeding 5,000 people in the wilderness with fish sandwiches. What kind of a Messiah is that? It's supposed to be charging on horseback, leading Israel and driving out Israel's enemies and making Israel a world power. They say that he was disappointed in Jesus. And you know what? We're disappointed in God too. Because he does not act the way we expect. And doesn't it make you get angry at the Lord? I think we're all guilty of this. Don't you wake up every morning, you say your prayers, and you got a whole list of things that you want the world to change, you want your family to change, you want your husband to change, you want your wife to change, you want your children to change, all kinds of things you want them to change. And you wake up in the morning, and I suppose at some level in the back of your mind, you expect that you're going to wake up one of these days and the whole world's going to be different. And boy, doesn't God take his time. He takes his time. He goes so slowly. He works mysteriously. Sometimes he's up there. He seems to be absolutely non-existent. And don't we get just as angry that the real God doesn't act the way we expect? Yes. And we should change our expectations. One of my favorite little anecdotes, I think I've shared this with you before, Cardinal Avery Dulles. The late Cardinal Avery Dulles. He was at Fordham University and he walked along and he saw this great big banner that read, God is other people. And he broke out a great big Sharpie and he put a comma in it to make it read, God is other, comma, people. In other words, you better expect that your Heavenly Father is different. You know, we're in the last Friday of Lent. You say, wait a minute, what about next? What about Good Friday? Well, would you believe that Good Friday is in a class by itself? The sacred triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, they're actually not Lent. Still the penitential season, but they're in a class by themselves. This is the last Friday of Lent. And I always mention, the measure of any good Lent is not necessarily that you're able to keep your Lenten penance unbroken straight through to the end. It's the difference that it makes in your life when Lent is over. One difference we want to make in our lives when this Lent is over is a greater humility and reverence for the mystery that God is unfolding in our lives and in our world. We'll pray for the grace to make that happen through the prayers of the saints and the grace of the Blessed Sacrament. St. Turibius, pray for us.